WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, September 28th, and you're tuned into Vital Health Radio, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. I'm Ed Jones, founder of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, where we've been helping people live healthier lives since 1979. So I want to welcome everyone to Vital Health Radio, where science meets sanity. And speaking of sanity, meet my co-host, Clint Powell, famous Chattanooga podcaster, Waffle House's biggest fan, the only man alive who hates cheese and chocolate, and the common man's voice asking the questions no one else dares, all while trying to age gracefully by following Ed's advice. And he's basically my favorite little rat experiment in progress. Welcome, Clint.
Wow, that's
I worked really hard on that.
Mediocre introduction.
How about me turning your button on?
Now it's a really mediocre introduction. Fantastic. Hey, you know what, Ed, just between me and you, did you just turn your mic off? There you go. There we go. We're figuring it out, boys and girls. It's not our first time flying the plane. A little turbulence in the back. We've got it under control now. Listen, I just want to let you know, if you think I am in better shape than you, if you think I'm a better overall human specimen than you, then later on in this radio show, I want you to work in the words wisdom and wellness, or wellness and wisdom. I just want you to work that into the conversation, where to let everybody know that you think I am better than you in most all areas.
That made no sense whatsoever to me.
It will when people listen to the radio show.
Oh, okay.
Because we just you'll hear what I'm about. He knows. Cody knows what I just did. But you go ahead, sir.
That was sneaky.
That was sneaky.
What an agenda! Dang.
All right, back to the real purpose of the show.
The real purpose is to talk about the health fair at Nutrition World, October 4th.
Yes, sir.
Got to come. If you have any interest in your health, want to learn, get free samples, listen to people who are experts. We have lecturers who will be speaking most of the day from 10 until 2:30. Everyone from Rev, Dr. Johnson, many other ones. Charles from Scenic City Neurotherapy, just true experts in the city that can help you be healthier. Secondly, there's going to be an open house at Be Well, which is the clinic, which has a great physician's assistant, where we have a walk-in clinic, IVs, trigger point therapy. I actually just learned yesterday where they do lidocaine into muscles that have basically locked up, and this lidocaine will relax them so you kind of get out of the locked up feelings that you have sometimes with injuries and or just stress alone. And then, of course, the full line of walk-in blood testing, which to me is the most imperative thing as we age, to determine what do we need to do to be optimal healthy, not average healthy. So that is going to be on October 10th. They're going to have an open house at Be Well. Their website is beginwithlabs.com, beginwithlabs.com. I want to talk about real quick, you know, I always am searching for a way to eat the kind of foods out that I am feeling comfortable with. And I've been to this place many times, but it takes time sometimes to experiment. Bad Daddy's. Have you been on Bad Daddy's at Gunbarrel Road much?
I think I've been once. Okay. I can't remember.
I'm going to show you a picture, which is nothing that will mean anything to anybody. But
was that eggs and just ground beef?
It is called a salad with beef.
See it from over.
So what I did was, they have the coolest order system. You take a piece of paper and it has everything. Their salad is on one side with about 40 different checks you can check on there, depending on what you want on that salad. Then on the other side is the meats. So what I did was I got the salad with Wagyu meat, which is, I got buffalo meat because there's almost no antibiotics in buffalo meat. Much cleaner meat, healthier animals. They don't, and they graze. They don't really, you know, capture and put these buffalo up in small cages and things. So I had the clean meat, which was my protein. Mm-hmm. And then I chose the broccoli. I chose the mushrooms. I chose the lettuce, avocados, mozzarella cheese. And then I brought my own olive oil from the store made by Life Extension. Yeah. Of course I did. Makes sense. I have no embarrassment about this big bottle sitting on anybody's table.
No, don't.
And so I poured that. So I had all the healthy fats, all the healthy protein, and all the healthy veggies and colored things. So I want someday, please, try it out. Bad Daddy's, Gun Barrel Road. So how's that for a little bit of tidbits to help your health?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay. Good. Yeah, I know you're impressed by it.
I like tidbits on salads. That's
You are
big deal. I love that. That's fantastic.
You are such a great co-host.
I'm a wellness guru. I'm full of wisdom and wellness over here.
Okay, I'm going to throw out one wellness and little tidbit here about
bring it.
This is a story that is a true one. You don't like talking about these topics. The young couple had tried everything to have a baby. Temperature tracking, dietary changes, nothing worked. After months of frustration, they found themselves in a fertility clinic, mm-hmm. answering the usual questions about health and lifestyle, nutrition. Then came the unexpected question. What kind of underwear do you wear? I see Clint with a smirk.
No, this isn't a poop thing. I'm good.
It's not. Okay, good. I'm good. It sounds absurd. Your choice of undergarments is affecting your ability to conceive, is what the
health... I wonder if this was true in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, too.
No, it wasn't.
Okay, cool.
Emerging research suggests that the very fabric touching your most sensitive areas acts as an accidental contraceptive. From Nobel Prize-winning scientist Dr. Shafiq, spelled S-H-A-F-I-K-S, it can render men temporarily sterile with the polyester underwear, and also the women are having other contraceptive issues because of this. So before you discard your entire wardrobe, the effects are reversible. One, I want you to know that. 1 in 6 couples are struggling with infertility, which has never been that high. Yoga pants are one of the worst things you can do. So, you know, sweating makes it go 10 times higher. So these exercise outfits are really where it's at. I just want to throw that out because we can make small changes that can actually turn the corner on many things that we might be frustrated by. I think that eventually it will show that prostate cancer has some link to these forever chemicals in our underwears when we get sweaty and we absorb them into private areas. So I'm not going to say anything about Clint and his private area. Not one single thing. I don't even care about his private area.
Well, at least you're not talking about it on a radio show.
Not
that's
at
cool.
all. No, because this it's is all private. All.
Yeah, nobody's listening anyway. So yeah.
We want to make real quick work of this. What fruits and vegetables made the Dirty Dozen list? We've gone through this before. I do it about once
what'd
a year.
What'd you say?
The Dirty Dozen
no,
list.
No, but go back. What the title again? I didn't hear the you said.
Which fruits and vegetables?
Which? Okay, got it. I didn't hear that part.
Make the Dirty Dozen list. Okay. This one's moved up to number one. I did not used to do this. Spinach. I don't like spinach because of oxalates. I've talked about oxalates for years about hip pain and other
things.
What
does dirty mean? Just not dirty, healthy, not good?
Full of pesticides. It was rated the number one for pesticides that there was. Strawberries has always been at the top because they absorb the pesticide. You can't wash them off or peel them off.
Is apples on there?
Kale's 3, 4 is grapes, 5 is peaches, 6 is cherries, 7 nectarines, 8 pears, 9 is apples. But peeling the apples does reduce some of it.
Oh, but the peeling's the best part. I love peels.
No, it's not.
That's why all your healthy stuff is.
That is like chewing the wrapper of the chewing gum.
Oh, no. Okay, so real quick, and then you can finish your list. But my grandmother used to make us peanut butter and jelly sandwiches when I'd spend the night with my grandfather and bring in Cokes, 2 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. She would bring us up watermelon that's chopped up, and then they would peel apples and give me the whole bowl of peelings.
Ooh.
Oh, I loved good apple peels. Oh my gosh, they're so good.
No wonder you're so whatever you are. Lastly is blueberries and potatoes. Wow. Potatoes was added to the list. But the good news, here is the opposite, which is the clean 15 list.
Okay.
Clean is pineapples, sweet corn, avocados. I eat avocados very often. Papaya, onions, sweet peas. Fantastic, because sweet peas are so healthy. They even have protein. They have tons of fiber. The green peas are not sprayed.
Okay.
Asparagus, cabbage. I eat cabbage probably every single day. Watermelon, cauliflower. another superhero food. Bananas, mangoes, carrots, mushrooms, and kiwi. So these are the clean list where you don't have to think about it if you go to the store.
I like it.
So, all right. Well, that... I've got some new closing lines here for each of these, and I'm going to use a different one for each segment.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're running it by me first, since you're the captain. Clint, I'm lowering the landing gear, and I'm flying the plane. Yeah, you're the flying the plane. I'm just over here in the co-pilot seat. I can't do anything if we start to crash, by the way. We're all screwed. Just hello, mountain.
Thanks for joining us on Vital Health Radio. It's going to be more insights and inspiration coming up next. Wow.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537. If you've dreamed of owning your own vineyard and working farm, your opportunity has arrived in Ringgold, Georgia, with 70-plus acres of hayfields, grape vineyards, blueberries, and wildlife. The Vineyard Farm on Hooper Road is now available and priced at $1.2 million. Contact me for your personal tour. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 423-315-1815.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Hi, I'm Blake Watson.
And I'm Sean Whitfield. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? Are you a do-it-yourselfer?
We are your home source for useful tips and guidance from many great home improvement professionals.
If you miss any episode, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Your Home Radio Download,
a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, here again with my famous co-host Clint Powell. Together, we've been honored to bring you insights on health and well-being every week for the past 7+ years, and today is no exception. Let's dive right back in, Mr. Eastridge, Waffle House genius, clothing man of the year.
That went so many wrong directions.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm proud of you for trying, though.
Thank you, Coach.
Your effort was just
put me back
valiant.
In the game. I'm going to get back in the game.
Let's get back in the game by announcing the guest we have today. What do you think?
What an idea. I can tell you have experience.
It's called a segue.
All right. How many of y'all know what an RD is out there? I bet you all of a sudden you do, which is a registered dietitian. And Nutrition World has a really fabulous up-and-coming, very devoted, passionate, and her name is Julia. Welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Hello.
Yes, yes. And we are going to talk about a couple really important things today, one of which is I'm going to change the game here. We're going to talk about this nutrition challenge you have coming up, okay. And then you and I are going to talk about what we did at Summit, testing our VO2 max. But this nutrition challenge, you know, I heard your ideas about it, sounded good. Here's what I find after 46 years, and I think Clint might agree with me on this. There's a lot of great ideas out there. The issue is there's very few who can execute it. Mm-hmm. And execution is where the game is lost. Mm-hmm. And when I saw all the paperwork that you put together on a computer and all that, I'm like, wow, tell people what is this and how can it help people to be accountable and to make progress where they perhaps failed before.
Okay, yeah. So essentially, it's a six-week challenge that is really good just to reset your health overall. Anyone can do it, any gender, any age. I had someone earlier, an older woman, asked me if she was too far gone or too old, and I was like, no.
No, we're talking weight or just health and overall, weight and anything.
It's overall health. So essentially, you'll have a week of consults. You'll come in, have a week of consults with me, and Amy's also joining me as well. Mm-hmm. And you'll do consult first, seek a scan first, and then every week you will have a habit tracker. This is where the accountability comes in. But the habits are going to be set in stone every week, but they're so generic that we'll tailor them to the individual person. So, for example, we'll have a protein goal. We'll have get 7 to 8 hours of sleep, get 60 to 80 ounces of water, 30 minutes of daily movement, all very foundational, basic habits that lots of people like to overcomplicate. So I could see someone whose protein goal is different than someone else's, or their movement looks like a 30-minute walk, and someone else's movement might be an intense lift for 30 minutes.
Isn't it kind of odd, though, and you've alluded to it already, that we, in the world we live in, we want the magic bullet. Mm-hmm. Hey, is there that pill that I could come take? Mm-hmm. And sometimes all that might be necessary. You might need a supplement. I'm sure you do. You might mm-hmm. need some other things. But a lot of times we look for the easy instead mm-hmm. of just going. We sometimes it's overcomplicated. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's just our habits.
Exactly.
It's just the stuff mm-hmm. we know, but we just dismiss because yes. we don't want to do it.
Yeah, so this is made to be very sustainable. So it's not like you're going to go through this six-week challenge, lose a ton of weight, and then gain it all back. It's going to be more about, okay, what did I learn from a holistic standpoint? What can I take into the day-to-day life? Mm. So it's really going to help out people and help meet them where they're at. So, and it's going to have really high accountability. We'll check in with them weekly. It'll be very community-based, so we'll have a big group message that everyone can message in. We'll have some bonus habits, and we have a nice seek at the end. So you get 3 seekers total consult, and there's some prizes also for the ones that are most engaged and that we see some good results from.
And I'll hand it back to you, but can you tell about what a seeker is? Because you've referenced it a couple times.
So it's just a biological impedance analysis body composition
now
scan.
You really know what it is, don't you, Clint?
Yeah, you can stop. I already knew because I'm so smart. But keep talking for other people.
So just to simplify it, it measures your muscle mass, fat mass, and your cellular health, as well as your hydration levels. It'll also help us see how much you burn at rest versus a more active day. So this is something that all of the clients that enter the challenge will get access to, and they'll get one at the beginning, middle, and end, so we can track progress in a more holistic and more detailed way. That way,
so you can tailor stuff for them too.
Yes,
right?
exactly. So they're not just checking the scale every day. It'll be more so depending on those Sika scans.
Gotcha. Well, you are a living example of it, and so is your family. Your dad has made tremendous levels of fitness. At how old is he?
54.
Amazing. He does eat, I'm not saying I'm right about everything, but he is similar to what I eat, which mm-hmm. is the kind of macros with the protein, fats, carbs, intensity. He trains harder than I can, mm-hmm. But he loves it like you do.
Exactly.
You love it too. You're doing what's called a High Rocks.
High Rocks
soon.
Yes, I'm doing my
Atlanta.
Fourth one. My fourth dad one? And I are both doing our fourth
wow.
one. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, just kind of just 30 seconds. What is a High Rock competition?
It's a very functional race. I think anyone can do it, but you do have to train for probably at least 12 weeks for it. Mm-hmm. But you just do 8 1K runs, and then in between each run, you have to do a strength movement. So it could be sled push, sled pull, wall balls, burpee broad jumps, lunges, ski, row.
Well, they let me bring my walker in that I use for hip replacement.
I mean, yeah, you could try it. There's been people in wheelchairs that do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a lot of, anyone can do it. It's just a lot of hard work and training.
I pushed a plane today, a 2,700-pound plane, for about 15 minutes, and I feel like I need the walker.
Oh, well, you could easily do sled push. There you go.
If I pushed a plane, I can do a sled push.
Exactly.
All right. Well, that's, you know, I've seen people for 46 years. Accountability is crucial for most people.
Yes.
And then once you get past a certain point, you are self-accountable, but it takes getting to that point, and that's not overnight.
And I'll hand it back to you, Julia, but I agree with that, except I think life ebbs and flows. So I think there are times in life, like I'm kind of in that right now, where you'll look back and say, okay, wait a minute, I normally don't need accountability other than myself, but I need to live on someone. I need somebody to help me just to get back started. Sometimes you need help pushing the car. Yeah. And then once the car gets going, you're fine. But sometimes you just go through different things in life and you get mentally fatigued. and you need somebody to come in or a contest like this to say, oh, you know what? Sounds like a good time to jump start and get back into things that I might have been
doing.
What is
this going to cost?
It's $299, whereas everything that's included, we tallied it up, it's worth well over $500.
Oh, absolutely.
So, and it's nice because we wanted to try to introduce something before New Year's because we all know everyone's going to wait till New Year's. Oh, we'll just get through Thanksgiving, Christmas. I'll eat and do whatever I want. And then I'll start again on New Year's. But we want to help people navigate the holidays a little bit more. So hopefully this will get people in beforehand.
And I love the fact that you came from a family that also kind of believed like I do the value of the green pharmacy, nutraceuticals. It's not all about just eating all the healthy foods. There's additions to that that I really value with you. And so I'm very happy that you're part of our team. Mm-hmm. And yes, and I actually, just so I can clarify on the plane thing, I did push the plane out for a reason. CityScope's going to do a big article on guys who fly airplanes.
Oh, wow.
And so I don't probably won't make the cover, but I might. You might. He told me to act like Tom Cruise.
So you jumped off the plane? Is that what you did? You just land and rolled?
That's why my hip hurts.
Absolutely. Are you going to talk any more about that, or are we going to talk about the seat? I saw a post that you and Julia did when you're on a bike, it looked like, and you had this stupid Darth Vader mask on, it looked like. And I did not know what it was until I started reading it. I don't know who wants to explain it, but what in the heck was that?
Well, first off, it was painful, but it was worth the effort. Mm-hmm. The amount of information that I received 2 days ago, you got yours 2 weeks ago, is going to help me to get to a level that I don't think I would have ever gotten to without that information. And I'm not going to explain it. You can explain it better. But I am a fan of people doing this who are in the world of fitness, for sure. And again, we go back to Dr. Peter Attia, one of my mentors, for sure, wrote the book Outlive. He talks about this thing called VO2 max, and you'll explain what that is. But that metric or that number can really be categorized as the most important that we have for our mortality. That means the lower the number, the higher the risk of you dying early. The higher the number, the less the risk. Now, when you add up things like blood pressure, blood sugar, all the other components of everyday physical checking at your physician's office, all those together don't add up to this one single number, VO2 max.
What is it?
Yeah, what is VO2 max?
So I guess just to give some background, we did PANOE testing at Summit Physical Therapy, which is precision nutrition and oxygen efficiency. So essentially we were able to do a metabolic assessment where we did a 10-minute breath test at rest, and then we did a VO2 max test on a bike. And essentially overall, that VO2 max test was able to help us measure our maximal oxygen uptake. So obviously the higher the VO2 max, the higher oxygen you can uptake as you're doing intense exercise. So this just helps us know as far as our metabolic level, our lung health.
Metabolic level being like how many
metabolic
calories
rate.
We burn?
Yeah, we learned. Yes. Yeah, we learned our metabolic rate. I personally did. I mean, I know you did too, but
I was blown away.
The amount of information you get from PANOE testing was pages and pages and pages, and it could be overwhelming, but at the same time, they were really good at explaining what you needed to focus on.
Since you both did it, let me ask the questions a little bit. I kind of like make it to where you're part of the guest, because I first of all just kind of thumbnail. How long does the test take? Mm-hmm. How long does it take?
An hour total, start finish.
Yeah, the breath test was 10 minutes, and then the bike was around 9. I guess it just depended how.
But all
long.
The hookups and all that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it takes about an hour.
Yes.
How long is the actual test though? Once you get it hooked up, about 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it tests your VO2 max and your metabolic rate.
There was a lot of stuff. Metabolic rate.
As you start giving me the data, I wanted you to explain what each one of those are, just so us listening understand what the relevance is.
Let me say real quickly, one thing that blew me away is testing how many calories our body needs to burn to maintain itself.
This is a great place to start.
That is done through, first off, you test with no effort, and then you test with a lot of effort. Mm-hmm. Well, both of those together put together this plan.
What'd you get?
I'm a very intuitive eater after all these whole lifetime of this being my neurotic path of life. I missed it because they're saying I need 3,500 calories a day. That's why I never gain a pound. I don't eat 3,500 calories a day.
What do you eat? Do you know?
Probably 2,700.
All right.
How about I will say mine was very similar in a sense of the macros and the amount of calories it gave me to consume. I wasn't reaching them at all, especially the macros side of things. It gave me, let's see, I have it pulled up.
And macros here. Being fats, protein, and
yes,
carbs.
It said around, on my workout days, around 127 grams of protein, which I hit easily. But then my carbs was 220 grams that I needed to consume, and then 103 grams of fat. So they base it off of not only your test, but also it measures the rate that you burn fat and carbs and which one you burn more. So I... Because when I actually did this test, I was in an overtraining phase. I was very fatigued, which was really cool because it showed that. So it essentially said that I was not burning fat efficiently or carbs because my metabolic rate was so low because I was not recovering well. It gives you recovery capacity. So it showed me that I needed to consume a lot more calories, which has honestly been more challenging to reach than I thought it was.
She's overtrained. I know she is.
Mm-hmm. What's your VO2 max? How's that?
Mine was only in the, unfortunately, the good range, which I expected to be excellent, just because I feel like I train so often and I feel very confident in my training.
And all that, yeah.
Yeah, I did a high rock sim yesterday and I beat my time, actually. So I know physically I'm like there. I think it was the time period I did this test in was I was not recovering well. So I'm sure I was trying to make up for all the inflammation and things that were going
on. Hey, Clint, ask me how my VO2 max was.
Well, Julia didn't answer. So what's your VO2 max?
At the top of the game, I was all the way to the right-hand side. And see, at the bottom, there's a word called Clint. And the top now is a word called Ed Jones.
Yes.
And I was two thumbs up on VO2 max.
So what'd you get? What is it?
Well, 30 was my number, but that's in my age group. Mm-hmm. So, but that's the top you can...
Because my Whoop test mine, I don't think I'm very good.
That is not... So is my aura ring. It's not that accurate.
What was your aura ring saying?
I don't even pay attention to it. So inaccurate. I bet
it, what if it said the same? Wouldn't
that
be crazy?
Pretty good. I need to look.
Mm-hmm. You need to check it. Yeah.
Mine was in the low 40s, but that's still, really good. I know, but ideally, as far as like the chart goes,
she's 16 years old. 40, of course it's going to be. Wow.
45 would be like at least a good goal for me to have. And what's cool about this test is it lets you know when to come back in and get retested. So my schedule is I'm coming back in December.
Maybe you just intuitively, you know what to be working on now.
Exactly.
You need to
yes.
be working
oh,
on more
yeah,
recovery.
When they go over the results, they give you a sample workout plan, which I can't really do because I have my own, give you macros. It tells you different kinds of recovery. It also tells you what zones your heart rates are in. So zone 1, 2, 3, 4.
Do you need to be in pretty good shape to go ahead and do this? Or could you go do it? Oh, I don't know. Let's look at Ed's face.
For me, I actually was thankful that I had been doing the treadmill for about 6 weeks because I'm great at lifting weights and I'm aerobically not great, but I did improve some. I wouldn't want to be a couch potato and do it. You're just going to find out what I can tell you for no money, which is you suck.
Yeah.
I mean, you're out of shape. Your lungs are awful. You're going to die early. Mm-hmm. So come to me if you don't want to spend the money and you've been a couch potato. But if you're not, then go to Summit. And how much is it, Julia?
Oh.
I think it's $250.
Yes.
$250.
Yes. Wow. I will say, really, people that want to do it, I would say improving performance, wanting to know a good nutrition plan, which is something that we're partnering with them on as far as they'll give you kind of your macros and what the test tells you, but then they'll send you to me in order to navigate that more and dive into that more.
Two things it told me. One is, I think it was just the concise, all the information pulled together. I need to stretch more.
Yep.
I need to stretch more.
Mm-hmm.
And she
His
told
measures
me,
are stretching too, your flexibility?
In an indirect way. Oh, okay. It's showing that I'm crazy. Too constricted.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I like that.
And that's
that.
Why some of the blood flow to the extremities wasn't as good as it could have been because it feels like I'm not, and she's exactly right. I will do 3 minutes of stretching. And she told me something that I know, but I don't want to know, which is it takes 30 seconds to hold a pose.
That's what I've been doing.
Not 10.
Mm-hmm.
Well, real quick, one thing this adds, if you're in the place where you can go do this, wouldn't it be cool to come with that stats, then you go down and get your blood work, then you come see either you or now you have the accountability component.
Yep.
I have my blood work, I have this thing from Summit, and I'm dealing with an accountability coach. Mm-hmm.
That's the goal. Yeah.
That would be big.
Well, in other cities, like not here, but you know, the ones that offer this anti-aging total package program for many thousands of dollars, this is what it's doing. We're just piecing it together, honestly, to see people who are experts in their own field and pull together information.
Yeah.
I will be doing it probably in 4 months. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that she told me, other than the other thing she told me that I would have never believed, they can tell by the rhythm of your heart and the way this heart rate variability plugs in that I'm slightly overtrained or how my training is not allowing the heart to find its best rhythm. So one time a week, I have to do something that I hate, something that I make fun of every human in the gym for doing. Walking on the treadmill slow for an hour.
Oh,
I usually tell people, you know what that's good for? Absolutely nothing. Well, it does many things.
One of which regulates your heart rate.
Yeah. Because it regulates my heart rate. Yeah. I've got too much of the gas pedal on. I need some gas, some of the brakes on.
I will say, ever since I did this, I've never taken my recovery and my preparation more seriously. That has been huge. Every time after my workouts, I try my best to at least stretch for, even if it's 5 to 10 minutes, I'll sit in the sauna on my off days. Every now and then I'll do a cold plunge. And as far as nutritionally, I try to fuel as best as I can surrounding my workouts as well. So you definitely leave there with a few action points.
And one thing they recommended was compression boots therapy. Yep. And I love that. I forgot that Josh has them at Optimize U. Okay. And I did those 2 days in a row this week.
Yeah.
Amazing recovery for my legs. Yep. Tell people on the Nutrition Challenge how they can learn more about that.
So you can go on our events page on nutritionw.com and find it there, or you can also look at our Instagram, Facebook, and see some videos we've posted about it. And there's some good information in the caption as well.
I am stoked and excited. This is going to be a game changer.
Yes, and a life I'm excited. Changer. I can't wait.
I love your organization and passion, Julia. Well, you're listening to Vital Health Radio, where wellness meets wisdom. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company. It's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize U.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize U, today.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Yeah.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio and podcast. This is the show that believes knowledge is power, and that by embracing proven health strategies, we can all live longer, healthier, more vibrant lives. I'm Ed Jones with my co-host Clint Powell, and we are glad you are here. Clint, tell people about your very informative podcast.
Yeah, I have the Nuga Podcast Network, Nuga Podcast with the plural, so it's nugapodcast.com, 16-plus podcast, ranging from outdoor adventure to politics, the Constitution. I've got one for veterans. I have one around health. I'm trying to think. We have one around crime, Crimecast with the former Chattanooga Police Chief David Roddy. You name it, we have a podcast on it. There's actually a few on there I host for other companies, which I'm happy to help you with, or I just host because I like the podcast, like my friend over at Nuga Civics. So there you go. That's where you can find them, nugapodcast.com. I really appreciate it.
Yes, yes.
And this show comes out as a podcast Tuesday, sometimes Monday, but most of the time Tuesday-ish of every week. Mm-hmm. So if you can't listen to it on 98.1 The Lake every Sunday morning at 9, then you can tune in later in the week and listen to this podcast and find all of them on your favorite podcast platforms or vitalhealthradio.com.
Wonderful. Thank you. You know, the headlines on health is talking about autism a lot this past couple of weeks. That will continue on because it's kind of like the egg has been cracked. And that egg, what that means to me is that there's been a lot that has not surfaced due to a lot of financial pressures to not allow certain things to surface. And when you deal with the pharmaceutical industry, they've made some wonderful inroads into helping us live longer, not die from diseases, treat certain chronic things that are hard to treat other ways. There's no doubt I would not want to be in a world without them. But they also are very, very built on capitalism as far as making as much dollars as they can at the expense of any truth that may be out there. The Green Pharmacy has so much backup now, the Green Pharmacy being nutraceutical interventions and lifestyle interventions and. But they're very poorly accepted. They act like they are, but they actually always go back to drugs, drugs, drugs. What do you think MD stands for? Not all the time. It stands for more drugs, because that they're in the polypharmacy. You don't ask, when's the last time you've been a physician where he wrote your prescription for four things and two of them were nutrients? Rarely does that happen. So I'm talking on a podcast tomorrow. I've been preparing now, deep diving into the subject of leucovorin. That is the drug that has been talked about on the headlines for autistic children and adults. What is that? Believe it or not, one, here we go with the truth. It's not a drug. It's a vitamin. It's called vitamin B9. We've carried it since I've been in business for 46 years. You do not have to have a prescription. They're making you think you do. It is one of the safest nutrients there is. So self-experimentation to me, when you weigh risk against benefit, has a lot of validity. Or you could go and find a physician who's skilled. That's the key number and key word, skilled. Very few are. They will not be able to hold a candle to me explaining the biochemistry of how folinic acid works opposed to the other folates, folic, methylfolate, MTHFR, and I'm not bragging. So go to somebody who knows what they're talking about. If you think you need to take something like this, which is really, really safe, and you're on the spectrum. So I'm ranting and raving. I will have a podcast coming out on that will be more in depth.
Well, is that going to be another podcast platform or your own podcast platform?
That's going to be on Nutrition World.
Oh, okay.
Yes. All right. And we'll be out within the next week. So good. I'm looking forward to doing it tomorrow. I really am. I love these kind of topics. The FDA commissioner, the new one, aims to end the 70-year war on saturated fat. What does that mean for me? That means that we have been sold a bill of goods. Again, we go back to, I so remember my dad saying 40 years ago, you want to know where something's coming from, follow the money. Follow the money. You go back to this guy named Keyes back in the 1950. He did this research that shifted the focus of everything we have had in the recommendations of diet for the past 70 years. And he cherry-picked is what he did. He cherry-picked to try to find that saturated fat made our arteries clog up with fat. And the countries that actually ate all that fat, he just threw out of the study because it confused him and he didn't like it. So we, the American Heart Association and everybody who was trained in medical school was trained under this premise that saturated fat is deadly.
Cool. And we saw the advertising world buy into it. Well, I think we've talked about this before. I grew up, everything's fat-free. No fats. Fats are bad. Fats, no fats. This is not fat. We don't have the fat. They don't have the fat. Nobody has the fats. And then you get older and you realize really it was the sugar that was making us fat a lot of the times. And that's, again, the research. And I think the this is not a political thing, but it's almost like research and science is hijacked with a narrative. And then the media and advertising platforms are used to launder the lies. And then they prove each other. Oh, well, look at this study says, and the advertisement said it, and it points to the studies. And next thing you know, it's on the labels, and I'm eating it based off the research. It's through the advertisements and on the newscast. Next thing you know, I'm doing what I think's right. No fats in my diet.
Yes.
And so why am I gaining 20 pounds? And the Cokes keep getting bigger in volume, and we've quit using cane sugar, and we're using real sugar now. We're back to artificial sugar, I mean.
You know, if we, you and I barely remember these days because I'm older than you. The people who, before all that hit, we were cooking with bacon grease. We were eating lard. We were having lots of healthy, fatty foods. We did not have processed.
My grandmother had a big canister in her, she would just pour the thing back into the big canister. Yeah. Do you remember that? The big Crisco
thing. That's what I do remember.
Yeah.
Now, you know, Crisco was where they started altering the fat, which made it very unhealthy. So we
had a big, just the big,
but then she saved from
she
the
saved
other
from
foods.
The bacon fat and all the other stuff. She would drain it back in there.
Because that's not processed. It's not a perfect food now. I don't think it is. We could kill ourselves with any of these components of food. I know people who have damaged
but
themselves terribly.
But some are just better. It doesn't mean they're the best. It just means it's better than what we've been sold.
It has a different mechanism in our body than what we've been sold.
Okay.
We've been sold that it was damaging our arteries and causing a heart disease. And in fact, that is going to become clearer and clearer. One of the reasons it's not is because statin drugs are the number one profitable drug that I think has ever been prescribed.
Wow.
And it can make your numbers on a piece of paper look great. But in fact, you have to treat 100 people to get one person to have to live because of a statin drug. That's not that effective. It really isn't. So I'm just really happy with Dr. Marty Makary, which is the newly appointed U.S. FDA commissioner, because he is going to bring out the studies of Key's hypothesis and how not
valid it
was.
Have they released studies yet? Because all I saw on social media was the hijacking versus the political parties. And there, it's fake science. And I'm like, this has been talked about for decades. I remember when when I was married, my wife was pregnant. The doctor was like, hey, let's be careful with taking Tylenol. He wasn't tying it to anything. He just said, let's be careful. My question is, are they going to release the studies or are they already released them? We don't know.
There's plenty of studies already out there.
No, but I thought they may have different studies or they may have said, this is what we're basing it off of. So anyway, maybe it's out there and I just got to go look, do my own research.
There's we always want to keep learning, but there's enough out there at this point to come up with the conclusions. Of course, you cherry pick again.
Correlation versus causation and all that stuff,
but you can cherry pick because the studies are very complex. It's hard to figure out, does a cup of coffee really cause you to be healthier or unhealthier?
Healthier.
And, well, of course it does. And
and Monster drinks, too.
Let me see the front of that can. Oh, that is a Monster. Oh,
it's Monster, sugar-free.
Oh, okay. This
sugar
makes
free.
Me really... What have you had to eat today is what I want to know.
I've had some of your great trail mix.
Okay.
I've had a pack of pistachios.
Yeah.
And I had a protein shake.
Well, I know you're doing a big podcast tomorrow. I brought you my favorite protein bar, which is made from tallow and beef fat
it's
and protein.
Tastes like old bacon.
And we keep it in the freezer. It is called Vanilla Bear Bar. I love these bars. Now they are kept in the freezer, but they're good for a week or two outside of the freezer.
Uh-huh.
But they have to. You've never had a bar this delicious or this expensive. So this is my gift to you for tomorrow. So you don't go on a podcast hungry.
Thank you. I will put this in my. I'll put in the. No, I'm not in here tomorrow.
Do not leave it in here, please.
No, I'm in yours. So in your studio tomorrow.
Okay.
Thank you.
At Nutrition World's podcast studio.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
New study, and Dr. Peter Attia actually talked about this. Attia's not a big supplement guy. He likes to be the devil's advocate on everything, which I love, because the meds, exercise routines, you name it, he explores it deeper than any one person as to the variety of what he explores. Well, this one is on linking lithium and cognitive decline. It is very interesting that when you give small amounts of lithium, which is about 5 milligrams of lithium orotate, this study came out that impressed him significantly. I think the guy, all he does is read studies, but it really showed that the pathology and cognitive decline of Alzheimer's can be lessened by just doing a 5 milligram lithium orotate. We know lithium is there to be balancing brain chemistry of bipolar individuals. It does require higher doses, which then become more toxic at those doses. At 5 milligrams, if you lived in areas that had lithium in the water, you're going to drink 2 milligrams or 3 in the water. So we're dealing with very low levels. But this was a remarkable study, and where they put it in the drinking water of mice, rats, and I don't know about other animals, but it really showed a significant change in how the tau and the beta amyloid deposits were slowing down in the brain when you get this small amount of lithium.
Wow. You said a bunch of stuff there that I got to look up.
Yeah, you just start looking. You start get your AI out.
Yeah. These are the kind of conversations we have at Waffle House all the time.
I know.
Where's your bowel and
the
whatever?
T-A-U. It's about T-A-U.
Yeah, whatever. Okay.
Hey, this was interesting. I know this lady, Salyn Falon Morrell, and she's at Weston A. Price. I love Weston A. Price. Really quickly, I know we're going out of time. This guy was a dentist, Weston Price. He's passed away now. Back in the 50s, he went and traveled the entire world, took over 10,000 photos of children and their mouth, and correlated it to how their diet was. And I have his book. It's beyond belief. And he showed the American kids were just far worse than the people who lived in more primitive areas. But it came down to healthy fats. Cod liver oil was one of his biggest proponents, but also saturated fat and protein, which we don't do in this country. But she said there is as much estrogen in a tablespoon of soybean oil as there is in a birth control pill. Wow. All fast food is going to have this soybean oil in it, which is a seed oil. I talk about seed oils constantly, vegetable oils, canola oils, seed oils. I've taken it out of my diet by 92 to 93%. Yeah, I'm still going to eat that salad dressing at Malone's. It's the only time I think I ever get seed oils anymore. A serving of chicken nuggets or french fries is going to have the estrogenic levels of a birth control pill.
Wow.
That is scary crap right there.
Very much.
Very much.
Yep.
All right, brother. We're rocking today. So stay with us. Vital Health will be right back with more ways to live strong and live well.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's a regional leader that really stands out, the Vascular Institute. Why are we your easy button for care? At the Vascular Institute, we put you in control. Self-referrals are not just welcome, they're encouraged for maximum convenience and flexibility for all. No more waiting in the dark. We offer timely appointments to address your symptoms promptly. Your health is our priority, and we understand the importance of swift action. Experience the team of dedicated specialists who provide personalized care. If you're looking for more than just care, if you're looking for the leaders in their field, choose the Vascular Institute, your trusted care provider, and experience the VIC difference today. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, joined by my good friend and co-host Clint Powell. Let's keep this conversation going as we explore more ways to protect and strengthen your health. There's part of health that I have witnessed over 46 years that it's hard to put a name on, because complete science, which deals with double-blind studies and the black and whites, explains a lot of things. But there's unexplainables to how we function as living creatures. And one of those is, I will call it the energetic, probably, or essence principle. And this was a very well-written little, it was actually an ad for something, but I'm going to parlay it into what I want to do it in. And it was an email. It said, okay, you stretch, you strengthen, you hydrate, you foam roll, you ice it and heat it and biohack it, and still the low back tension just won't let go. It's not an injury. It's not even a sharp pain most of the time. It's a chronic hum of bracing. I love that. A subtle but persistent tightness that's become part of how your body feels day to day. If that sounds familiar, your back might need more support, but it's also trying to tell you something. And most of us associate low back tension with poor posture or physical stress, but the emotional connection to spinal tension is well documented. Energetically, the lower back governs 4 things: support, security, stability, and survival. So when your low back is perpetually tight, it's often your body's way of saying, you know what, I'm not sure that we're safe anymore. I don't feel supported. I have to hold all of this together in my life. And if I don't stop bracing, it's going to fall apart. Part of that is so true from my own personal life and the way I witness thousands of people. What do I do about it? There's so many different options and in different avenues, but Rev Optimal Living is still my number one person to go to. It's a great clinic that deals with this type of internal bracing. I love that word, because I remember the movie where the pilot of the big plane crashed in the
up in New York,
yeah,
or DC.
And on the movie where the pilot was saying, brace for impact, mm-hmm. brace for impact right before they hit the water. I think most of us are living a lot of our lives bracing for the unknown impact. And we can't really prepare for things that are unknown. We're living in the future anyway, not in the present moment. And we get so used to it that we don't know what it's like not to brace. I always remember the story of the oncologist who was a traditional oncologist, and I heard this story, and he said he had a lady who had come in, and he had sad news for her. She was beyond treatment. She was terminal, was what he called her, and she took a minute and said, you know what? I can finally say no in my life. And that hit me hard, because the amount of yeses that we say to please other people, but the day you get that 6-month diagnosis of death you have it, you would have a chance, or you'd probably have the fuel to say, no, I can't go to the grocery store for you. No, I can't do this, and I can't. Why do we wait till that point? That's the whole wisdom.
The other side of that is there's things you might start saying yes to that you never said yes.
That's right. We can go the other way. Yes.
Yeah, there's opportunities out there. You go, hey, ooh, I only got six months. I'm 100% doing that, yeah.
Hey, I still wear this ring, memento mori, with Latin for you could die any moment now. And I try to always remember, let's see, do I want to put off for 3 years something that I really have had a dream about? No, I'm going to do it as soon as possible. Here's a great study. Blueberries. It's one of the things that I do eat that's out. I used to eat a lot of things like fruits, vegetables, nuts, grains. I'd eat almost none of those anymore.
Wow.
And I have no gas. I have perfect bowels. I have perfect poops. Okay. Clint wants to have more evidence of that, but I'm not going to show him the pictures. However, he has to take my word for it.
Yeah, perfect.
I had one fart about 9 months ago. That was the last time that I have actually passed gas. Now, I'm telling the truth. This is actually the real deal. Why is that? Oh. I'm sick. I thought all these nuts, grains, and fruits and vegetables, of not the ones I eat, but the other ones, would be healthy for me. Oh, they might not. They really, I don't think, healthy, but they also made me miserable. So, but this, blueberries, I still eat. Blueberries reduce iron absorption.
Dude, I love doing this show with you, but to go the route of just telling us about daggone blueberries and to have to go through your history of gas is such a hard journey for people to take.
Is it?
If you would just say, let's go to Blueberry City and let's talk about the blueberry stuff I found, everybody would be like, yay, hey, let's go to Blueberry City and go through my gas history first, you know, little community. Everybody's going to be like, why can we not? Well, let's just go to the Blueberry City. Yay.
You don't know what city they want to go to. You don't know the people
you
who just
told
said,
them Blueberry City is where we're going. Everybody's like,
yeah,
I did say we have a detour.
Well, that's a little bit of being world. I'm on the spectrum. Just you know.
It's okay. So get back to the blueberry spectrum.
Okay.
Are blueberries good for me or bad?
Blueberries reduce iron absorption. Okay? That's not good or bad. I'm telling you this because I always have studies about excessive iron is damaging us.
Yes.
It makes us have Alzheimer's. It makes us do bad things if we are excessive.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a study of 14 women found that consuming a large portion, just a half a cup of fresh blueberries, when they had taken it with iron, decreased the iron absorption considerably. So if we're going to eat foods or do something with iron, blueberries could counter that. It's pretty cool because blueberries are the best antioxidant that there actually is.
So maybe that's worth the trade-off every now and then. Put a little good antibiotics in there. And I don't know, man. It's just
That made no sense whatsoever. Put a little antibiotic.
No, I mean
pesticides.
Yeah, whatever.
Thank you. That's a little different.
My problem is this. You're very confusing. Eat blueberries. They're healthy. They're full of all the good stuff and oxidants. And then also going to kill you because you're not going to absorb iron. So don't take them. So am I supposed to eat blueberries or not?
If
just can you, without telling me your history of gas, is blueberries good for Clint or bad for Clint?
If you have high iron, eat freaking blueberries because they're lowering
it. Gotcha.
Good.
Yes.
Duh.
There. Now I have solid, tangible.
And you said you said blueberries contain oxidants. No, they contain antioxidants, Clint.
I said antioxidants.
You did not.
We'll go back and listen. I also said antibodies, so don't listen to me. I said antibiotics, antibodies, antioxidants, oxalates.
Yeah, you're on target today.
That's why I don't work for you, sir. On the floor.
Maybe you should find another job besides podcasting.
No, this is good. I say all the stupid stuff. You say all the good stuff. This is exactly what I should be doing.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll take it. Hey, I always like to meet the common man and woman both, and because not everybody shops at Nutrition World. The research is very clear about green tea and how great it is to reduce cancer rates. Lipton makes a fantastic green tea. It's called Lipton Green Tea Signature Blend with a hint of jasmine. It only costs 12 cents per bag, and it contains 47 milligrams, what we call the EGCG, 32 milligrams of caffeine, so not like a cup of coffee, but it's perfectly fine to me to have 32 milligrams of caffeine. It does nothing for me. I would need 200 milligrams, but it has the anti-cancer effects of EGCG, and it was tested to have almost no lead. So here is a fantastic price of 12 cents per bag of Lipton green tea.
Wow.
For your health.
Okay,
because,
thank you.
Again, everybody wants to shop at Nutrition World, but not everybody can shop at Nutrition World. Well, here's my study I was going to talk about. New research shows excess iron in your brain triggers damage that accelerates Alzheimer's, especially people with Down syndrome who develop the disease earlier and more aggressively. Too much iron damages the outer layer of brain cells. This is why I recommend going to Be Well Labs and getting ferritin and iron levels checked. 90% of all physicals you get on blood work, there will never be a mention of ferritin or iron being risky at even above middle of the range levels. We want it lower. Now, we don't want too low or we get what we call anemia, which means the red blood cells are not carrying oxygen. This was a cool one of those posts on Instagram that has the backup to prove it. To 2012, a woman found her ex-boyfriend living in her attic 12 years after breaking up with him. And it's really cool. Most everyone has heard of the mysteriously ghoulish things that go bump in the night. But for this South Carolina woman, that thing was her ex-boyfriend who was found living there in the attic for 12 years. Tracy from Rock Hill, South Carolina, and mother of five, says she heard a thump up above and started seeing nails popping out from the bedroom ceiling. Around 2:30 a.m., she felt something that just ain't right, is what it said. And went up there and found that boyfriend still up there.
Okay, we got time for this. Wait, no, we don't have much time. Here's the deal. You hear a loud thump and there's nails coming through the ceiling. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go upstairs. Call the cops. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. Or call dads. Where are dads at? Hey, there's nails coming through the ceiling. Why don't I walk? That's how every horror story ever. There's a noise and blood coming through under the door. I'm going to go check and see what's in the kitchen. Or fire up the car, boys and girls. Mm-hmm. We're out of here.
The wisdom of Clint Powell.
I don't need to see what's driving nails through the ceiling at 2:30 in the morning. That's the craziest thing ever.
She just knew that something just ain't right.
Okay.
So that explains it right there, brother.
That does. Never mind. All right. I'm an idiot. Go check it out, Doris.
Well, that was in East Ridge, I do believe. Yeah. I don't know. But that does wrap it up for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio. Remember, you can catch up past shows anytime on your favorite podcast platform or go to vitalhealthradio.com. On behalf of Clint Powell, myself, and my incredible team of 38 staff members now at Nutrition World, we thank you for spending your part of your day with us, because it's important. Not everybody gets a part of your day. We did. So until next time, take care, stay healthy, and we'll see you back here next week on Vital Health Radio.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.